Welcome to the Destruction Podcast, episode 62. We're playing Axis and Allies Europe from back in the fucking days before all of your freedoms were taken away from you by the Patriot Act. 1999. Germany is in the process of fucking over Russia. We're still holding our capital. The Germans have Leningrad. The Brits have Denmark. The Americans have North Africa. What does Britain have?
Well, Denmark is unoccupied.
Yes.
It's unmanned.
It's run down.
So Germany is going to probably take that little chunk back.
If they're lucky.
Germany's got a lot of tanks. They got like six tanks out in the, if you're familiar with the map, the Purple Zone, which is like the Western Front.
Eastern Front.
Or, I'm sorry, the Eastern Front. And, like Dave said, Leningrad is sitting with three tanks there, and he can build this round. He can only build one guy per, but still.
Yeah. Still, that's a lot of guys.
Those tanks might have to come up and defend. He's going to have to defend that. He can't fucking keep that by putting one guy down there every time.
What?
It's impossible.
No, but now he can get a stream.
It's kind of a stupid rule. It should be three minimum.
I'm going to have...
Oh, look what he's doing, he golly guy.
Yeah. And round down that convoy's on there because now you have Archangel. I go down four for that.
6 points, that move.
I go down six, you go up two.
We'll get that back for you, Dave.
Well, that'd be nice. But I don't see that happening.
Well, that'll be two moves. Three.
Yeah.
Three effective. I mean, two rounds, three effective. Just one guy. That's nice. Would you like me to get rid of my flag, or would you like to praise it?
I can get rid of
no.
it.
Tell us what you're thinking, Muggsy.
Under the gun. I got no Luftwaffe left that would take care of those fucking stupid transports.
One bomber.
One bomber is all I got. You got one destroyer. That's all you really got.
Those transports are mostly dickless, but he can take hits with the American ones because they don't fucking mean shit.
Yeah, and you're rolling at one. See, if it was the old game, I'd go after that. Three against the four.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
All that shit.
Would.
Fucking right. But
no, three against the four in the old 50 game. 50 what are you talking about?
In the new games.
Oh, sorry, the newer games. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
The transports are dickless.
Dicks
in the wind.
We got five transports. Three Brit transports, two American transports, one British destroyer.
They're
ballless.
In the French Sea.
They're useless.
What's the name of that? Is it the French Sea?
Bay
of Biscay. And he could throw a bomber at it, except in this game, Europe 1999, the transports still fire back. They don't stop firing back until
they're gone.
Anniversary. I think Anniversary is the first game they don't fire back anymore. Because I think they still fire back in Revised, which is the game.
What was the first game you bought?
First game I bought was 1942.
Is that the one that follows?
After Anniversary.
Okay.
Anniversary came out in 2008. Revised, or my game came out in 2009. I think Revised came out in 2004, and the transport still fired back then. Still no cruisers in that game. But that was the first Global War game since Classic.
So to recap the Axis and Allies family, you'd
classic.
Have 1984.
Well, you'd go back to Nova Games in 78.
Yes.
Then Classic in 84.
Yep.
And then this game, Europe,
yep.
99. 2001 Pacific came out. And then
I just took a tank from Leningrad.
2004, Revised came out,
Russia,
which is the same map as 42, but with no cruisers and a couple of different rules. I'm not sure. We got to go over those when we play it. Then Anniversary came out in 2008. 2009 was 42. Also in 2009.
What about 42, the one that you bought?
That's what I just said. 2009, 42 came out.
Okay.
Pay attention, Ray. Don't ask me a question and then ignore what I'm talking.
I thought you called it a different name.
No, 42. Then Pacific 1940 also came out in 2009, later on in the year. In 2010, Europe 1940 came out, and then they formed Global 40.
In 2010, Global was created.
Hang on, we're running through a chronology here, and then we can roll dice. In 2012, we had 41 came out, which is the really reduced sort of game. 42 second edition came out, and Global 40 came out. Now we're in 2013, and we're going to get Axis Nellat 1914 next month, which is World War One.
Awesome, Dave. Yeah. Good breakdown. All right?
That's good. You know what? The listeners enjoy that. Cock.
Well, one of them did.
This cock is a single cock.
Well, yeah. Put a single cock down.
Get them out there.
They're going to knock them later. What do you mean, what for? Bring them into a fight, then.
Shut up.
You shut up.
All right.
I'm tired of your talking.
I hear you.
Oh, wait. Sorry. It was me talking. You said nothing.
I'm going to put a cock.
Then when you did, I told you to shut up. Put a single cock
just
down.
Just because I have cocks to put out.
Do you know that the banana slug eats cock during fucking sex?
Yes.
Bite the cock right off.
Yeah.
They bite their cocks off. Do you know what happens after that? They're still fully functioning females. Because snails are hermaphroditic.
Fucking sleep tonight.
Just so you know, there's YouTube videos of it.
Are you done?
Banana slug.
Are you gonna roll it out?
What about?
Let's roll it.
I gotta go.
Well, then go now.
See ya. I told you I was gonna hang out with this asshole until he talked about penis eating slugs.
I was saying I had to look it up and spend a little time to myself.
Oh, okay.
You're
taking that in a different direction.
Or I just did. Alright. I'm so glad you're down here, Cock, because you just gave me fucking life.
I know.
You gave me life to live.
I know.
Nah, Leningrad doesn't really matter.
I know.
Right now, it's awesome.
I know.
Yeah.
You just used that bomber over there.
Thanks,
that's
right.
A beautiful thing.
Don't worry about that bomber there, Cack.
Don't worry about it.
I wouldn't take out anything else anyway.
Cack.
Where? Oh, yeah.
Go.
Look at the gates.
Yeah, fine.
We got it. Yeah, it's... put him on top. Yeah.
Hey, it's fucking
new. Oh, it's all over.
Okay, we're gonna start. Bigger than the factories.
I'm going to start... right here, Balkan States. I got 4 2s against your Mies 2. Here you go. 2.
I missed you twice.
Alright. Throw.
Fucking Professor Windebeer is not good to eat, folk.
Barf.
Holy shit, we're down to 1.
Perhaps after Germany's turn.
Yeah, we could stock Windebeer.
And by we
my name is Nonstock, okay? Yeah. Take your guy.
Nonstock.
I just did.
Take your thing and your thing there, man.
Yeah, take it.
It's taken.
Can you stand up for a second?
You got a gun to be taken.
No, I need you to stand up for a second. I'm taking that pillow.
What?
Taking the pillow. Oh.
Pee-ho, man.
They're trying to walk around.
No, I'm taking this because my ass is...
I fucking even want it.
My ass has been in here for 4 hours, and I still haven't warmed up this chair. This chair is ice.
You got a bum.
Oh, way better.
Good one.
Thanks, man.
4.
I'm ready
4-3.
To go get a towel.
On your Mies.
Mies.
Hit.
Jump.
Rolling 4s like crazy. Just wait till I try to develop.
Take the guy.
Again?
Yeah.
Why do I gotta clear out my dead?
I've got three threes and a 4. 3 threes. Got a 1 and a 4. Need to gashed.
And I missed.
Oh my god.
Wow.
3-3.
What a time for Russia to shit the bed. Where now?
Yeah, I only got you twice. Okay.
Well, I missed you again, so there you go.
Oh, fuck nothing.
Yep.
Actually, it's Ukraine.
Way to shit the bed, Russia. Way to help us out, America and Britain. Thanks.
No, I wish I had Leningrad for you, bud, but that came in weak. I knew I was coming in weak.
That didn't help. What the fuck am I even gonna do here? I have to block one tank. I suppose I could block those guys by thrashing out.
You can go to here. That's the only place that really fucked me.
Fuck. But then everything else in the Soviet Union falls.
Yeah. Everything else is pretty much dead right now.
What are you gonna do? I went from collecting 24. You just took fucking... Jesus, 12 points away from me.
Yeah, with this, that's six. Yeah. There's six in just one tank. That was amazing.
Well, it was bad luck.
And you can't get it. You can't even get Leningrad if I left it.
I know. If I'd have hit once there, would have changed a lot.
Well, if I would have hit at Leningrad,
I didn't even hit.
Of course, it would have changed.
I wanted to hit with my bomber. I mean, I was kind of stretching with an infantry and a bomber coming in there. I was lucky my bomber didn't get shot down with his AK-AX. But I didn't even hit with the bomber when it got through the AK-AX. Fact, you don't know.
All right. Well, I think I've done
pretty much going to be eight guys in Grenin Lad.
8-1? Or 7-1?
Oh, yeah, 7 in America. That's right.
Really? You still have that much money?
Well, I got 25, so why the hell not buy an artillery? You never
fuck.
Yeah, last round I collected.
Fuck, I thought you had 18.
No, I bumped it up. I had 18 the round before.
Maybe
I bumped it up.
Well, then this is the ripple. This is the ripple effect of that, which I'm going to play ripple just because it was a ripple.
Don't play ripple.
That's a great tune.
I played it then.
Wow. What did I just say?
Why would you be like that right now?
Because I'm a jerk and I'm dying.
If I just play it quietly, that's good. Hey.
I knew exactly what I was doing. I'm going up for one.
Don't do that.
Russia. What can I do here?
Dave's just going to pay you this time. What is it? $8, Mark?
$8.
Okay, there's three.
There's a Stanley cock. Just to block him from getting down there. Yeah. Maybe next round you won't forget to.
Oh no, I won't forget. I just got all sidetracked because of my terrible rolling over there, and I just wanted it over.
There was more than one thing to do for America that turn, so I understand.
Okay, so what are you doing?
Whoever wants to be my partner. Such a cocksucker. Alright, I'm just going to fucking try to take back this spot so his tanks can't get into Moscow.
Yes.
So I'm going to go with a 1. 2 2s. And 2 3s. Oh, yeah, of course, my fucking fighters. Why would my fighters hit anything ever?
4 2s.
Yes. 2. Bugsy, your normal shit rolling is not showing up today. What the hell?
That's good.
2. Hit.
Nice.
2 3s.
Nice.
Well, maybe. We'll see. I'm going to have to take fighters off if he hits me. Oh, thank God. That's so huge, because if I had to take fighters off, oh my God.
You can't afford to do that.
1 for Russia.
Nice.
These guys are staying put.
This feels weird.
I should be only at 42. I should be at 42 still.
Just moving up one. I should be at
13.
13 now. All right. I hope what the hell. Where's those guys coming from? Here.
There.
All right. Fucking Moscow. Holding that. Russia's done. Britain, go. Russia collects immediately. Lucky 13.
I can do that.
I'll do it.
Oh, yeah.
I got nothing to do now. All right. Fine. All right, what are you going to do?
Well, I want my ships back, and I want them...
Where are you going to drop off?
Well, I can come back into the Baltic. I prefer to sit here, but I want to come back into the Baltic. I'll drop off some guys.
Where?
This is going to be a little easier over here. I don't think he's going to replace here. I would love to hit here. I really would. But it's
why?
Not going to...
What's the point?
Just to get them up and bring more this way.
He's not. It doesn't matter. He's coming from Moscow, and he's going to be able to hit next time, next round.
Well, if I come into here and I hit here... Or, actually, you know what? Maybe the north. Yeah, I'll just non-com that back.
Do you need a beer?
Combat, and I don't really have a chance.
Do you need a beer?
Sure. I like that one.
There's still one in the window.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that.
Throw
that in the window and
pass
me there.
All right.
Why are they not on the outside ledge?
I don't know. Yeah, well, because I was concerned it was getting really cold out there.
Yeah, this one's frozen.
What?
Yeah. They were getting cold. I pulled them in.
No, it's good. You gotta suck back then.
Nay, it's I can see it's frozen.
No, you can't.
Well, usually you can't even see they're frozen.
Hurry up!
Yeah, but it wasn't frozen when he gave it to you.
I'll show you.
I'm gonna store this in my rectum until it's not frozen anymore.
It was still liquid.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
Look, you could definitely...
No, you shouldn't have done that.
Put it back in the window?
You shouldn't have done that.
Done what? Not open it?
As soon as he moved it, it froze. It wasn't... It was a...
I'll tell you.
If you take a beer that's perfectly almost ready
not
to freeze,
frozen
and take off the top, it will freeze. If you don't,
I know. I didn't even take the top.
You don't even have to take the top off. If you go like this,
you gotta suck it back.
I know you have to suck it back.
Hey.
You have to suck it past
the You guys neck. Know about beer. You're from Canada. Shut up.
Nothing. I know nothing.
Actually, if you wait, you can stick a straw in that.
I'm not doing that.
Just go and have it slushy guns. It's like the mucus plug when the baby's gonna be born.
Wow, that makes it way more appetizing, I think.
Cold.
Oh,
and wow. Delicious. And delicious.
And delicious.
You won't taste the shame then when it's cold.
No.
Right.
Not
go,
at all.
Please.
I taste the mucus plug.
Because it's not fresh.
Yeah. Yeah.
The go? Really my turn? Okay.
I think I'm just coming to the North Sea, though.
Yeah.
Norsey?
Yeah, then you can hit Leningrad again.
Sorry, man.
Just remember, don't leave the fucking comforts of crushing.
Oh, I haven't even bought one of my.
Yeah, buy stuff, please. What is your purse? While you're at it, drop all that shit that's on the land on the fucking Norway for no good reason, just in case. Right?
Yeah, okay.
And buy enough stuff to load 3 transports, which is would be 2 infantry and 3 artillery or 3 tanks. There you go, 4. You pumped?
Yeah.
ABCs.
But I personally told
them. How much money you got?
Enough to maybe do what you want me to do plus what I want to do.
Oh, okay. Both of our wants and needs.
Wow, what the slip.
Fuck?
Pardon me.
You know, I want you to tell me how many times you heard Johnny Carson fart on The Tonight Show.
Are we doing a show?
Yeah, we're doing a show.
Yeah, it's only a show that's like 12 hours or something. But, you know, Johnny Carson.
Oh. Are you saying Johnny Carson couldn't keep from farting for 12 hours?
Yeah.
Don't ever talk about Johnny Carson that way.
Okay.
You fucking degenerate.
I know. I can't believe myself.
God damn.
I'm like, really? Myself?
Listeners.
You know? Idiot.
Bugsy at gmail.com.
That would be the idiot. Carson can definitely hold his fart.
Yeah. Tell him about Johnny Carson.
Yeah. Fart tendencies.
Yeah. Rectum strength. I'd directed episode 1 when we weren't 12 hours in. today. Sorry, episode 58. Yeah. Please, if you notice Muggsy farting, Muggsy@gmail.com. He won't respond.
I might.
But hell no. Sacred. Be called Muggs bullshit. Wow.
What's going on here, man? Well, so much of Russia has taken.
Jerry Garcia is about as dead as the hopes and dreams of the Soviet people.
I like the cut of your jib. Rabbit. What are the fuck? What are the fuck in the fuck?
What did you do? What did you fucking do?
You're the little brown pieces, not little tan pieces, not the green pieces. What do you mean they're done? Oh, I like that.
Do you recall, Muggsy?
You said North Sea, but North Sea doesn't help you. Yeah, you gotta be in the Danish.
To drop everything in Norway, and you brought three infantry over.
Yeah, no, I didn't want to do it.
Either way, why would you?
We've got two fighters. Don't know what the purpose of those fighters is. Perhaps the future will reveal to me the purpose of those fighters.
I don't know what. When they. This is just.
Bullshit. Is that what you were going to say?
Just. Basically.
I don't get it, man.
What's going on?
He's got a plan. He's not revealing it to his partner. But he does have a plan.
I am the guy that builds the boat.
I can respect that.
But I'm also the guy that sails her. Sails it.
The bug.
Yeah. I know. I'm breaking it down. Break it down.
Bringing it down for the American listeners.
Yeah.
Who don't know what a buy is.
Or builds. I the buy builds the boat.
And I the buy that sails her. I the buy that catches a fish and takes them home to Lizer. I don't know the next fucking verse, so I'll just make it up. Threw Lizer the fucking cock and gave it to her hard.
Three. Not three. You can't get there, you fucking high motherfucker.
Punch
it. I'm sorry, you're in Palestine. You can't take that.
Why?
That's because it's not connected, man.
Oh, yeah.
Libya through Egypt.
I see that.
Palestine. Right. Now you can take the other ones, which you should be doing right now. Because you fought.
What, this guy's this way?
It's not in combat.
I can't see it really even being worth a while, is it?
Tunisia. Just keep walking them forward. For God's sakes, you don't know what the future holds. But that's non-combat. Are you done?
Yeah,
combat?
I'm all done combat.
Alright, are you sure? You got no bomber? Goodbye, bomber.
I'm gonna.
His bomber's dead to your hands.
What'd you buy that shit for?
Forget about it.
I don't know, man. I don't see what's going on.
44, go Rush.
Hey, before you knew what the Grateful Dead was, by their name and their symbols from patches and their album covers and stuff like that. Did you not think they were like a heavy band?
When I heard Grateful... No, because the first contact I had with Grateful Dead was from a television show with Jason Bateman in it.
Jason Bateman?
Jason Bateman, when he was really young.
Wow, it must have been.
And they did a Grateful Dead video with the Silver Linings. Every Silver Lining's got a touch of Grey is the name of the
touch
song.
Touch of Grey is the song.
Yeah,
the
well, that was fucking.
That was our only hit. The only top 10 hit they ever had. Yeah.
Whatever, man.
Look it up.
In my mind, in my own mind.
Oh, well, fuck. Well, everybody loves the Dead, but they didn't have any hits.
No, they didn't have any hits.
Except for Touch of Grey.
This would have been the closest.
Nope, Touch of Grey was
the last song.
But that was.
No, Touch of Grey was a hit.
Yeah, that's what I said.
This would have been the closest.
Other than Touch of Grey.
Yeah, because this has been played on fucking every radio station.
But it wasn't a hit.
No, it wasn't a hit.
Well, Billboard hit, anyway.
Yeah.
They did a video with Silver Lining, or sorry, Touch of Grey, and they had skeletons as band members.
And oh, and they all
like marionettes.
That was unbelievable. That was
I don't remember the name of that show.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was that ended up being their video.
Was much music.
But it was based on the TV show.
Or MTV.
The thing.
They did it on MTV. And I seen what you watched. I seen that program that you were talking about.
I've seen it.
The show.
Don't remember the name of the show.
Me neither.
But it had Jason Bateman, and I think Leonardo DiCaprio, too.
It's Germany's turn.
It is Germany's turn.
Ah.
Round seven.
No, we did round seven.
Negative.
Yeah, we did. You introduced it.
What a long...
Round seven. This episode will be round six and seven.
I feel a little better now. I lost formation for a while.
Yeah, you went the
wrong
way.
Went down south. I thought I'd go south and north to try to...
All you killed was useless guys that have been sitting there the whole fucking game.
A lot easier to take now, isn't it?
Well, if you want to take it, but if you go that way again, I'll give you more shit.
Tanks will do
a lot
of damage.
As soon as Moscow falls, the game's over. You can take France all you want, but don't look at the listeners.
No, I'm looking at the
thing. Don't look at the listeners. Okay. They're not going to bail you out.
You think he's going to get through on this one?
Not this round, no.
No.
He can't. There's no hole. But,
it's so you might be okay.
Close. I will say this, your little distractions down south have kept the tank train to a
little bit.
It wanted more.
It wanted more of an influence.
But it didn't. Should have kept hammering Denmark over and over and over and over.
That's what I wanted to do, and I got bored of that, and I thought, well, I was going to continue to do that until you said I have to hit Leningrad. I thought, you know what? I have to hit Leningrad.
If you'd have won France, if you'd have won France and had troops on the ground, he'd be sending guys over there. Now he doesn't give a fuck.
No.
Because what is it? 3 points? He doesn't care now. Now he could turn around and take France back from you if you came and took it. But it won't affect anything going into Moscow now. Now he's in Stalingrad. You can't blitz through an
factory.
Or a factory.
You can't blitz through a factory.
No, you can't. It's a facility.
Which is stupid because we never played that.
You cannot blitz through any enemy unit, whether it be an IC, an ACAC, or a military unit. What are you trying to do?
Wish we had the hockey game on. Well, I'm gonna go for a couple chips. I gotta get up and stretch my legs. It's fucking freezing in here like crazy.
Oh, I'm sweating my nuts off.
You are not.
No, I sweat my dick off earlier, remember? Muggsy told you?
Yeah.
Now my nuts are falling off. None of the two things that I just said is true. Just so you know.
Just throwing it out there.
Just tossing it out there like a dead baby. Oh. Okay.
I can hate those jokes.
You don't like that baby jokes, I get it. Nobody should.
What's easier to unload a truck full of...
Jesus, stop it!
You can use a pitchfork, yeah.
What did he just say?
I was just wondering.
What is it?
Ping pong balls or dead raccoons. All of a sudden it's not so funny anymore. Yeah, that's a sick part of it.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a second.
At least we ain't got to worry about the left waffle.
It's a waste of a bomber.
Maybe.
Doesn't matter, even if you hit one.
Well,
you got the guys on the other side. Then you lose a bomber.
What? Seriously?
Well, I'm going to hit three of them. If you hit a one, I will be impressed.
I'm getting three ACAC shots at one plane.
Yeah, that's fine. Glad and you wasted them now.
Wasted all the shitty ones. Three, four, and five. Next ones will be one, two, and three. I said the next ones. Stop.
Now I'm getting mad. I didn't want to take a poop.
He just rolled six dice, didn't roll one.
That's okay, I gotta go take Don't make me laugh.
We're on board, Donnie.
Oh, how hilarious.
It is who?
Us.
All right, this one cock is becoming a
huge. That's fucking stinky.
Wow. Stinky. Sure wish I smoked again.
Yeah, you do.
You hate him.
Speaking of that, I need to smoke.
As a matter of fact, Isaac, it's your turn.
Yeah, me too.
To what? Roll? I thought I did that, but I'll do it again.
Well, can you stop rubbing against my chair in a sexual manner?
All right, you dicks.
I will think of other things as I brush upon your hooch.
Okay, good, thanks.
I'm glad these guys have done such an impact on this game.
And those Malta Crete guys, and those Crete? Malta guys just been staring at each other. Wow, it sure is nice and beautiful down here in the Mediterranean.
What the fuck?
It sure is, buddy boy.
Buddy boy.
But talking to the Russian so accent.
That, buddy.
Oh, I don't know, mate. What are you talking in a Russian accent?
Okay, Mr. Winterbeer, Austria. I won't brush up against you if you take my empty and give me a new one.
I'll take your empty and smash it over your fucking scalp.
Beautiful. Let's put another shrimp on the Barbie.
Oh, you're from Austria. Let's throw another shrimp on the Barbie.
I watched that just the other night, too.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Going to, where are you heading? You going to the airport? Why are you going to the airport? You're flying somewhere. yeah, how'd you guess? Well, I seen your luggage, and then I seen your airplane ticket. I put two and two together. So where are you heading? Aspen, California. He fucks up Aspen, or they both twice. Fuck up Aspen twice.
Yeah.
Lloyd does it, and fucking what's his name does it.
Yeah, the French says, are assholes.
Yeah, that one's hilarious. I'm talking about a little place called Aspen. I don't know, Lloyd, the French are assholes. That's so fucking stupid.
I like it where he says, pull over!
It's a cardigan.
No, it's a cardigan, but thanks for asking.
Yeah,
that was a funny movie.
All right. I'll start with that.
I'll start.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, well.
Yeah. See, you cocks, I
died, yeah. Died.
He rolled him twice. Missed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got him that time.
Whatever, man.
I was hoping you'd ask him to roll those.
Two threes, first. Russia. Two threes against two. I missed. Two fours. Well, God.
Russia.
Yeah, where? Not Moscow, but Russia, in the north part of Moscow.
Missed.
Okay. Missing Z. Yep. Nice. So you're rolling my dice now.
I hit you, by the way.
Oh.
Maybe three. That's why I would.
That's it. You have the painted dice. The painted dice will hit. Mm-hmm. Told you. Mercury filled. Illegal.
Okay.
Down here in Belarusia.
But every time I tell everybody it's Mercury, they just laugh and say, oh yeah.
Maybe we need just one?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Oh, did you roll my one?
That's all right.
Shut up.
I guess.
Sorry, thanks.
Holy fuck.
Three threes.
Yeah, I'm doomed. Oh, I'm rolling it in with this one. Oh, I got seven threes to roll.
One,
two.
You're dead.
Three.
How about that?
Fuck your head every time.
Do it that way.
No, what
the hell are you doing?
Nothing one at a time from now on.
Forget a fistful of dollars.
I can't wait till he comes into Moscow when I got 17 twos.
Catch a once.
That's three out of five. That's four out of seven.
It wouldn't work, but it. Fuck off.
I did.
Should I attack his tanks? It's my turn. I got 13 bucks.
What's he got there? 1, 2, 3, 4. How many tanks he got there?
1, 2.
It's 5, 6 tanks.
That's 10 twos he's got. What are you coming in with?
6, 7, 8, 9.
You got two red discs or one?
Boom. So
7, 8, 9, 9
two
ones.
Twos and seven. Six,
seven. Seven twos.
eight ones,
or sorry,
two twos and two threes.
Right.
Fuck, you know what?
No, no way. Not the way we've been rolling. I need defense. Is he going to take Moscow or is he not? And you're either going to take Berlin or you're not.
I'm down three.
Hello?
Seven.
One, two, three. That's what it comes down to. So I might as well throw it
down. I think you should hit his tanks.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Because you're going to fucking, you got to go into Berlin.
Yeah.
Because after, if I fail with this, we're dead anyway, right?
Can I have $7 for one of these?
Yeah.
But you can't take it back,
I saved a bunch.
Right?
Yeah, I need $3 to... I can get the three, you took the 10.
Me.
Need $1 more. Okay, take it out of the bank, Mugs. I've already paid for it. Three. What was it? Eight?
Seven.
Seven, yeah. Seven, take it out of the bank.
He doesn't want you touching our money.
There you go.
Okay. Well, I can't roll when he leaves.
Look, if I hit him with the Brits, I'm only coming in with 6 units. 7, 8, I got 2 fighters. 1, 2, 3, I got no place for the fighters.
No, you can't land. Not anymore. We don't have Denmark anymore.
So I can come in with 3 ones and three threes. That's fucking, what's that gonna do?
Whittle, and America Whittle. Comes and in with America the same fucking thing.
3 ones and three threes. They can come in at the offshore barrage. And then my fighters can go to here for the Brits. They're reachable next round, if there's another round.
If there is another
round. He's already.
There's only another round if I win this fight.
One, two.
Take his tanks out, because they're going to have this. 4 fucking units in Moscow. Right?
Yeah. Ready? What are you guys going to do?
You're surrounded.
Oh, look at you. Good for you. Good on you.
Ready? What do you think?
Worked for you last time.
Well, we're going.
This is the second time. This is the second chance you've got. Because last time, if you did not win this fight, you would have been dead. If you don't win this fight, I think you're dead.
I got 8 ones going into. Oh. A couple of ones.
Good, that helps.
Stop. What's your ones?
2 twos.
Nice.
2 threes.
1, 2.
Doesn't even have a fucking three.
Fuck.
I got 3 hits.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
That's 7. He's got 7 guys left. How many of you guys total? How many?
Ten.
How many units do you got?
Fuck. I'm hitting one there.
Why am I? You win.
Fuck, I got 12.
You win. You'll cut that off. Yeah.
Well, if I keep rolling like this, I only got 3 hits.
Yeah, but you got 2.
Fuck. I have not been able to defend that fucking territory well at all.
Well, I've been lucky.
We might have a second breath.
I think I do.
2, 4, 6.
Needed your ones.
2 twos. Two hits.
That changed.
Yeah.
7. What do you got? 7 twos?
Fuck it, I got 3.
Mm-hmm. Oof. So 5 twos.
1 dipping into tank.
Three ones. Nice! 2 twos. Nice. And two. Oh, what? What?
I haven't hit with the threes yet. You got 3 this round. That's 3 tanks.
Yeah, you're down to 1. 2.
I'm going to win this fight.
Yeah.
This is Moscow.
Yeah.
Maybe you can get.
I'm gonna come to Leningrad.
Fuck yeah!
You can get 4 tanks in the Moscow next round. You got 3?
Yeah.
Okay. I got three also.
If he hits you once, you're all right.
Two twos. Two threes. Dead.
Nice. Hit you once.
Beautiful. Marking up the point.
Yep.
We'll come home. He can get 2, 3, 4, 5. He can get 5. Oh, nope. Non-combat. Oh, I can't do that in non-combat.
No, you couldn't have in combat anyway.
No. Well, I wouldn't have won that fight if I did.
Okay. You could move that, though.
He can get 5 tanks into here. No, I can't. They can't take hits. They can't go anywhere. Doesn't matter. That's it. Rush is done. Rush is defending Moscow next round with 4 twos and 2 fours.
That's close, man.
Yeah, that's gonna be tight.
Yeah, but I can hit you, I can whittle you to, for you not to come back into fucking Belarus this time.
Well, yeah, I won't be able to. This is just holding it out for one more round.
Why, that's the only why is thing he not that, in the fucking Danish Strait?
What?
Why is he not in the Danish Strait with all of the fucking fully loaded tree carriers and transports?
I don't know, man. Because
he wants to come with the US and the UK at the same time. Yeah, but he has to go to Leningrad. He has to go to Leningrad.
It doesn't help me.
It will.
He's got to go to Germany.
But he's not going to take Germany.
Yeah.
It's going to be really close.
Leningrad doesn't help. It takes one tank out of the fight. And you'll take it right back with all your fucking guys. Right.
Yeah.
You got 6 twos and 3 threes. Go roll right back into Leningrad. If you decided, you could take all that shit, but obviously you want to take a crack, because I ain't got fucking hardly anything there. Right.
Yeah. I'm lucky you'll be left with 2 fours. You know what I mean? Then there's nothing to take anything back from.
Yeah.
But I can see one move that he could do that it would be smart. But the only thing I'm liking right now is how far away you are from Moscow. If you're closer, you're concerned. You as the democracy side of this bullshit. Are you gonna come after Berlin or what? You can take a good run with two of double punch.
Yeah, I'm doing
that. That's why I sucked back all my fucking guys. The guys that were here that were going to go to the west, sucked back. I was going to bring six guys to here. I only brought 4 guys and left. No, I was going to bring 8 guys there.
You know what? I really don't want to do it because look, it's 3 ones and 3 threes. And then it's 3 ones and then it's 3 threes.
Oh, I know. Yeah, but you got to do something. And you're in the position to. It's like you've broadcasted. You've shown what you're going to do.
Did some just fucking take? Oh, the chip bag popping out of back in the ship. I just wish that my fighters could reach, and they can't. Because before that's I had true. Denmark.
Well, you know what, I was smart to withdraw in that Denmark fight, even if you didn't do the dignity of man thing, which was funny, because I was laughing at myself. I'm like, oh, I hit great the first round. He has to stay in. I'm like, I could leave, and I got a shit ton of guys.
Yeah.
And you've got no threat for 1 point, for $1. I said, you know what, I'll give up the fucking $1. Right. And then what'd you do? You came back in with 6 guys, and I attacked it again, and I lost. But you fucked off the other way, so I just took it back over. I love playing this game. I love the my stats lately within the last.
Well, we're at a good
second
pace
half.
Too.
Second half of last year and the beginning of this year so far. You know, I enjoy playing the game. Sometimes, man, when you're just on a losing streak, you're like, fuck this game. You're just going through the motions. You're like, fuck.
Oh, fuck. I've been doing that for months, man.
Sucks, man.
It does suck. I'm on a losing streak like crazy. What I live and learn. And I,
live and learn.
The funny thing is I never used to take chances. Now I find myself taking chances
sure,
all the time.
Sure, why not? Why not take a chance? If you think you can.
Well.
Even if you have like a 55, 60% chance of winning.
Mike, see, that's my only battle right now. I'm rolling it. You ready?
Moscow or Berlin?
You got an offshore barrage?
Not yet, dude.
Two. Junk. I have three ones, which I'm not really happy about this battle.
Hells no. Wouldn't be
those three, those three ones did not do too much damage. Three threes did a couple hits.
Two hits.
Yeah, I gotta look at the big picture. The fact that I got two offshore barrages, one has not hit so far.
I like that shit.
Alright. Yeah, that's a nice
yeah, it burns nice, so I figured.
Yeah, well, I got roaches.
At least a couple of roaches.
Roaches.
Oh, bring the roaches.
Oh, I got roaches like crazy. Some of them, the warm ones, are yours.
The warm ones are mine, yeah. Feel them now, they're all cold.
Well,
oh, hey. Oh.
I told you to check them when they're warm.
No,
they're not. Please roll.
Okay, yeah, go, please.
Hey.
We're really upset over here, okay?
Sure.
I need you to just execute this war in an efficient fashion.
Efficient fashion, huh? 1, 2, 3, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
We might be tossing towel if we don't take Kristen. Berlin.
Kristen. It's 10. What did 3, 4, 6, 7?
Stupid.
8, 9, 10.
Well, it's not.
Oh, I never have done that.
It's a last ditch. What are you going to do?
I would come in here.
3, 4, 5, 6. You should have.
So
you
couldn't
come through. It doesn't matter.
You should have.
Dang.
Yeah, you should have. 100% you should have. I was going to say that, but you
didn't. Mm-hmm. Let's see how we
look. And look at what he's doing to us.
We got two of them.
Why would you come into there?
I may not defend Belarusia very well, but my capital.
Here, take this while you fucking pinch your German on it.
You know what's fucking weird? Is the states and all that is so proud of winning the war, right? But yep. Yet, what do almost every Harley Davidson motorcycle riders want for a helmet?
Nazi German
helmet. Nazi German helmet. What the
fuck? Nazi German helmet?
Nazi German. That's what I said.
I don't know. So.
No? Okay. I slurred.
But maybe.
Put that in the book.
Yeah, okay. Nazis hammered. If we can stretch this round out about a half hour more.
I know. We might be good. You got any Jameson?
Because I slurred one word.
I do at home. I'll be right back.
Okay.
I'm going to improve my
game. Oh, yeah,
you're right. A Nazi German helmet. Isn't that fucked up?
Did you take two off? That's the most important thing.
Yeah, but it's more like we kicked their asses, now we take their helmets.
Okay, now what am I going to do with three ones?
Like
you know what?
That's especially since they're so ignorant, or so arrogant. Like, why would they want to fucking wear something?
That was Muggsy Man, not David Hayes.
Yeah, you're a fucking American lover. I don't think we have any American listeners.
I'm a don't want to get killed by a motorcycle gang guy. That's what I am.
You know what? I would gladly be killed by a motorcycle gang if they're wearing Nazi helmets.
I guess so. I think you feel like a real warrior.
You set up all that for that.
I really didn't, but...
Okay, America can't do part B.
Why not?
Well... Because if you go into Berlin with America now with the same force, you're screwed. You didn't hit enough, and you hit you like fucking nuts. You can still go into here with America.
Well, that's what I was going to do with both of them.
Well, you can do
but it. But I'm going back into Berlin because that was our plan.
Well,
that's foolish, isn't it?
Now it is because you didn't hit enough, and he hit you too much in the first round. If you could have stretched that out for two rounds, maybe you got a little more of it dead. Psych.
It's like you can't have this joint. I mean, this smoke.
Yeah, whatever, man. I don't know, man. I don't see.
Holy fuck.
Perhaps both of them going into Baltic States would have been okay. In hindsight. Because that's his real major force.
Oh, yeah, right now? Oh, fucking right it is. Yeah. It's going to be the meat shields of the fucking Moscow victory.
But it's still three rounds. No, no, I guess it's only two. They can go right into the Bessa.
Belarus. Bessarabia's down here.
Well, I don't know, dude. Maybe you were right, but it doesn't matter now because we did what we did, right?
Yum, 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 yum. Delicioso.
Well, cut him off in Poland.
Cut him off. Oh, look at me. You're all cut off and shit.
That's delicious, by the way.
Which is delicious, by the way. This cherry ring pop.
These three roaches are mine.
I'm not going to take these three batter roaches.
You guys are too bad.
These warm ones are touching my cold ones. I think I'm
They're warm.
All.
Yeah. I love the way you drunk with a roach collection. Yeah, roach collection. Just down 16 roaches on it.
I will never know whose is who.
But I still have 30 in my box.
All right there, American.
Well, I'm going to bust them up. You watch.
Yeah. Bust all them. Of those?
Yeah.
But you better do it now.
Hand out napkins.
You're passing out the closet. I'll be like this. Just burn the closet. Just pass out there.
God. Norm.
You got like shit to do today.
One time Norm was so pissed he opened the closet and started taking a piss in the closet.
What?
He thought it was the bathroom. He was fucking loaded.
It's loaded, yeah. I've heard of people doing that. I've heard of people pissing in the laundry basket. People pissing in the fucking bottom shelf. Or the bottom drawer. Of
yeah, I don't think I've ever been that stupid. That's beyond. I'd probably just...
I was at the point when I... went
Dave, how many rounds?
I threw up, but I threw up in the laundry tub. I knew I made it to the laundry tub. Apparently I went back to bed, woke up three more times, and fell into the dryer. No, the washing machine, all three times. I woke up in the morning going, fuck, my hip hurts. Oh my God.
Well, you know what, right? Sorry to interrupt there.
Yeah, no, go ahead. Yeah, anytime.
We're discussing our fucking survival.
Yeah, we're done listening to you for a while.
It's fucked up.
Your words are not important at this moment.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
He's going to have five threes rolling at
six.
I've got, he doesn't even have any fucking planes, so I got no ACAC. I'm going to have four twos and two fours. He's got a good chance of taking Moscow. And I'm not saying 100%, but he's got a real good chance of taking Moscow.
But I'm taking away their firepower.
I see
with the way he's been rolling dice.
I'm just looking to take away.
I see you with
anything
plane
to take
not.
Over.
Yeah,
I said two planes, which leaves you with nothing to take over anything.
And after that, whether he wins or loses, these three in Eastern Poland,
unreachable.
He's got four infantry and four
those
artillery
are unreachable.
Coming into Belarusia with three tanks.
Plus all this down there.
No, no, this will be in Moscow.
Including that, if I don't go this way.
Oh, he's good. Yeah. Why would he? If you can bring five tanks into Moscow,
take my shot at,
who cares about
if I lose
money?
This, I already win because they're not even in with
this money's me. Never going to get to the the Russian front.
Yeah.
So who cares if America takes it? And which you didn't fucking do. Oh, it's still America.
You would have. I would have been down to nothing right now.
Next
I would have been down to nothing.
If we remembered last time, he'd have been in Iraq with those, with one tank and.
Then
I ran with the other one. Yeah. And yeah. Which at this point you might say,
I would go this
with
way.
With those tanks there, I'd go that way.
Two tanks against one tank and pick
those
off the other tank.
Russia would have been okay.
Sure.
So it's on you, Ray. Actually, you lost the game for us.
Through the oil fields. You didn't do the oil fields.
Look,
you lose.
You're not going to take Berlin now. Britain didn't hit enough.
Or at all.
No, we get to twice.
That's basically not at all.
Not enough. And if that would have lasted two rounds, maybe we would have done a little better.
What, four? You would have taken four guys? Would have doubled what you would have taken.
Would have looked a little easier for America to... No, you're right. No. We would have never got...
No. That's, you know what, I get caught in that move, and you know what, you have to almost suck back, reload, and think about
Poland.
A cutoff.
It's the only move you got.
Poland or Baltic States. Dave's right, if you would have double-teamed Baltic States, that would have been a big difference.
I'm almost looking at this going...
That's why I was saying Leningrad, at least Leningrad.
You're going, I am going into Leningrad this round. It'll take one tank away.
You might as well throw the down one.
Why can I not go into Leningrad?
Yeah. Oh, okay, you can go into Leningrad.
It'll take one tank
away. You can drop in both. You won't win
that
one, but...
I'm just counting out my...
You go an infinite shoes. Tank against a tank. A one and a three against a two. I don't know, man.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I thought I had
that's going home. That's going home. I need... That's covered. I need
you rolled
two,
like bones, man, when you had to with those ones. Two, I can't believe it. You hit like six. You hit.
We shouldn't have gotten this far.
I think you hit seven hits 14, in two rounds with your ones.
14.
That's pretty impressive. And you're rolling only nine.
Pretty good.
You're rolling only nine ones.
I got seven hits in two rounds. Five of them were with ones. That's what it was.
Oh, is that what it was? That's still.
I didn't hit with anything else, just the ones.
That's still.
And then the third round, I hit another three ones.
Wow.
Brutal.
Still.
That slowed it down. You should have won by now. We're in what, round eight? I don't know, round seven.
I think
it's round seven now.
So then we got this, which is going to become. That's okay.
I'm just looking at this game as Jeremy and going, how the heck do you control this? You could take $10 away from the States in the first two rounds.
You cannot
control.
Not with a sustained effort upon.
Unless you're going to go sub every two rounds, maybe. Sneak out here, take 6 points from Britain. A sub, I was thinking. Because I don't know how I played out the med. That it worked out because there's nothing really in the med.
No,
since you dropped off, there's nothing that's been there.
The Brits have just as much, almost, and they also have planes, right? They can get down there. I don't know.
Well, not necessarily.
With me rolling as good as I did,
I had a destroyer, a battleship, and a transport. You had a destroyer, and a transport.
Oh, yeah, over there was a destroyer.
And then there's a sub sitting right here. I didn't even bother with. I brought one sub, Russian or German sub. I brought one sub into here,
right.
And the destroyer and sat there, two round. And the Strait of Gibraltar is what I'm talking there. Peeps.
Yeah. Jib.
What jib?
Well, this is America's turn. What are we at? An hour? We can go another round. This episode and. Either we'll know if we can fucking carry on, or we'll know that we're fucking toast. And we got beers. Fuck, who cares?
We've got fucking money to spend this round.
You know what I like to hear? When the guy on the other side of the table says, wow, I got money to spend this
round. Yeah, I love that.
That's good for the years.
That's pretty, makes me optimistic for our future.
Did I tell you Brooklyn ruptured your eardrum?
What?
Yes, you told me that it was seeping quite bad. Well,
Jesus.
Yeah, 2 years old.
He's here. He can't reach anywhere, Doug.
Where is your...
Bring in an offshore drum? Or should I support this time?
Don't dare bring that battleship away from fucking Russia again.
The rest of
this... Yeah, she was bad. She had fluid up to, like, and dripping down her earlobe.
How did she do that?
She just had a bad ear infection that ruptured her eardrum. Supposedly, it's just supposed to repair on its own with... Given that they don't have any ear infections from here on in for so long.
Is she going to go deaf? Because my dream is to go deaf.
She might be partially deaf.
I don't think that would be a woman's dream.
Tabitha ruptured her eardrum, and she's partially deaf in the left ear.
Yeah, you had tubes in yours, too. In your ear.
Yeah, but I got mine in before I ruptured an eardrum.
Oh, so it's a fucking genetic thing.
Tabs is, yeah.
Ear, nose, and throat has been a problem in the family.
Good old man genes.
Don't look at me, buddy. My doctor's amazed that I'm still fucking living.
Well, I am too.
Hey, what, still living or glad that I'm still living? All right, I think this is all I've got to do right now. I got a little bit of fucking shit going on.
This die that only has ones on.
I hate that shit. Okay, I will roll it if you want me to, but I'm taking the offshore garage into...
Came to the garage, brought the huge map. He's got this die that's got... Doesn't have four, five, or six. It's got two ones, two twos, and awesome. Two threes, and he's rolling
it's
it.
It's always
going,
a seven.
Here, roll this dice. Try to roll a four, or five, or six.
Yeah,
what the fuck?
We're only got one, two, and threes.
It doesn't.
What are you doing?
Like where the six is, it'd be a one.
You got me once?
It's a beautiful die.
I got, there's only one of you there.
Yeah, there's only one.
Oh,
then you got
one. Look at that. What if he rolled a one when he had two?
It's only worth one, right?
Yeah.
What?
Now, because I put a. Because I put it there, you can put unlimited, right?
Yeah, that's my.
I mean, you might not want to this time, but it's only one. I can't fucking.
Yeah, unlimited. Oh, I didn't even collect last time.
Why do you think they do that for Germany to be in there and only being able to put one down? That's why.
Well, they don't want
this. They put this a part of your money, so it's not on the mainland, except for if Germany gets up
here. Which forces you to.
Yeah, but I didn't even go that way. I didn't even. I never did. It was my plan to go north, ever.
No.
I was going south, Ukraine, Bessarabia, control this, and just boom, boom.
But it
from here
up,
to there,
right?
It's two moves. And
you
all I did was throw infantry and artillery at Baltic states all game long, and then I
hit
them and I ended up.
Hit you right here.
Tank up north.
Moving up to 10.
Hit.
Did you?
Move Russia up to 10, Germany down one.
Down three more.
What?
56.
What?
You
were here.
You're marking me the wrong way, dog. I was up at 46.
Okay, figure it out. Yeah, you were way up here.
I was at 48.
48.
And,
Russia at 10.
Russia at 10.
You knocked me down one. You knocked me down one. So I should
No,
be
I knocked you down a whole bunch down.
No, that doesn't count.
Oh, that's where I marked you then.
Oil,
that's why you were way up here.
Oil hooges.
Okay, so you should be 47 then. You might want to double check that.
You're marking the wrong way.
We don't go up or down for oil hooges.
I marked him down for the whole damn thing.
Be at zero.
I mean, I'm actually.
You don't mark him down for
down.
That. You just take
him
down and
for the whole thing. Yeah.
Nobody gets points for those.
Right. Now, are you at 47?
I believe so.
You weren't moving yourself up for these points, were you?
No, I just marked him down.
No, I'm talking to Germany.
No, I didn't. One, two, three, four, five.
Yeah,
six,
that
seven,
would
one,
suck.
Two.
Collecting three, double?
Four, yeah.
No wonder.
Seven. Seven. $16.
Yeah, four free tanks a round. How come I can buy 12 infantry and four tanks every round?
47.
Okay.
Cool. All right, good. Okay. Brits. Or, I mean,
American just finished.
Americans. I got my non-com.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Collecting.
Let me go up three.
Yeah, I gotta go down three for there.
Yeah. Trade.
Now we're good.
Nice.
That was on there, yeah.
Wow, that took a long time for the States to get a chunk of the fucking Europe.
Wow.
Might not hold it for very long, but
what
I'm
are you
in
talking there. About? Oh, you can get tanks.
You said there's tanks. Now I'm trying to diverse again.
Well, it's not gonna
Well, this might help with a combination of
this. Yeah, maybe. Now we can only get four tanks on Moscow. We might be able to fucking stretch this cunt of a fucking bullshit marathon war.
I still think Isaac's got the edge. He's got way too much.
Don't worry, more people will die because of what you just did.
Beautiful.
Good job. On both sides.
We will prolong the war.
That's right.
Until two people with sticks battle it.
Millions of more Russian souls will die thanks to the American session in Leningrad.
The war would have been over.
That's right.
Somebody might have lived.
It would have been peace. But honestly.
No, there'd be never peace.
Honestly, everybody
just
else
war.
In Russia would have died.
Okay, I've got lots of non-combat. This
right
here.
German sword.
And this right here.
You guys.
One, two,
you
up to here. So drop this off here.
We might have some breath in this left.
These two here that were here, just gonna go home.
I'm just imagining.
These two are gonna go home?
Yeah, you're right. That was a hell of a sacrifice. That was a poor decision. I shouldn't have told you or asked you to do that.
What, attack of Berlin?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. But I thought, you know what, maybe double wave, I could wing them down, maybe six guys. Six guys would have been a huge chunk out of that.
Right. Now, see, now Germany's going to crush you in Leningrad. But
oh, yeah.
It takes a tank away from the Moscow invasion.
And these guys aren't going to march up here anymore. They're going to come in here.
They're going to split.
And by that time, hopefully these guys can...
Yeah, maybe.
Fuck, I hope I didn't forget to move those guys. I can go get them.
No, you just moved them up.
I can go get them. They're there.
Get them.
They're adjacent.
Good job, yeah. Hit Berlin. Both barrels this round.
Hey, I'm not hitting Berlin. Okay, Berlin, I tried that. That was stupid.
Well,
I'm not fucking doing that.
Ill advised.
Look at the way he supports Berlin. He has never given this factory much attention in a long time.
Well,
couple of guys.
Phil Fulgus from the Martian.
He's all about Berlin. He wants Navy back. That's how he's trying to.
Well,
he wants his Air Force back. That's what he wants. He wants to go in and fucking reach. Okay, so that's it. So we got this. And collecting. Keep getting the burnt bills.
So this is the beginning of round 7, or is this the beginning of round 9?
We need to take it.
No, this can't be 8.
I saved some.
I believe it is.
Save $2.
Dave.
And this will be 3 rounds in this episode. I don't know, man.
I'm going pretty good, I guess.
You know what? He has to pay attention to that, or I got his factory.
Well, of course. And he's going to take care of you with minimal effort. But
he's got one and a couple threes.
And a turnaround, but he didn't have a lot of Russians to fight. Look what I got for Russia. For units.
That's
on the entire fucking board. I got 5 2s and 2 4s.
Yeah, but look what he's coming in with now.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming in with just 4 tanks. That's not going to do the job.
He might say fuck Russia and just go after your tanks down there in Iraq. Because you keep forgetting to march those fucking infantry forward.
Yeah. I'd like to drop a couple tanks to catch up with those infantry, is what I was thinking.
That'll take forever.
Well, look at what the fuck I got over here. It's only one move, one.
Yeah, it's nice getting down. Yeah.
It is nice getting down there. I'd like to drop off more down there, but I can't.
America, fuck yeah.
I'm coming to save the
motherfucking star.
Grab you're coming in. I don't believe it. He was Leningrad back, too.
Get
the fucking
discs everywhere.
Yeah, take them off the infantry. Put your tanks on the fucking. Take an infantry.
These weren't actually tanks. This giant stack of chips.
Well, they're actually infantry. He takes an infantry off the stack and then puts the tanks on top of the infantry. On top of the stack.
And if he could just fly his bomber over that,
Isaac would never do that.
He would do it.
All my tanks.
He would never do that. Isaac would never cheat at any game. I know that for
actually,
a fact.
With that given,
if you had, if you got kicked out of Canada, where would you move?
Switzerland,
America,
States. Where would you move?
I don't know.
As if you get kicked out of Canada, you get your choice. I go wherever the fuck I choose.
Yeah. So where?
Switzerland.
Okay. Where would you?
I think Switzerland. Would
Switzerland
be cool
with bank. I'm going there with fucking huge money.
No, I mean just go there. You gotta pick another country. You get kicked out.
You're
from that's right.
Shut the
fuck up. Fucking kicked out of Canada. Go
you
to
know
back.
What? I think I'd go to Finland. That would I'd like to try
said
Finland.
That yeah. Earlier.
If somebody said you can't live here anymore, you have to live someplace else, where would you live? I think I'd pick Finland. Or Norway. I'd like to try Finland and Norway. I think that'd be a cool country to live in. You could live in around the Baltic.
Right here.
It'd be beautiful.
I got one.
Probably good money, and good jobs.
Missed!
I don't know. I say America.
We're going into France. I only brought a 1 and a 3 against
just
your measly 2.
Thing,
go.
Though. What?
Measly. No,
you didn't. You missed.
I missed.
It'd be hard to learn how to speak American. Oh, you mean
you
Finnish?
Save the motherfucking world.
Flemish.
Yeah. One.
Whatever.
3. Fuck.
You'd be running the
come on,
one.
Cock.
The 3 hit.
Hit. Thanks. You're lucky because that was going to blitz all over your face.
That would have fucked you, Muggs.
Yeah, I know.
Not in a good way. In the bad way.
Sometimes I like it bad.
Whoa! Alright.
That was funny. Yeah, the reaction of people is just funny.
Can't wait.
If I got kicked out of Canada. Fuck. What was I getting kicked out of Canada for?
No reason. They just,
no reason. Canada says,
you can't live here
anymore. You can live here anymore you want.
Oh, they come up to you and they say, Dave, another country needs you. Where would you like to go?
I'd be like, well, if they needed me, they'd fucking know what they needed me for and where they need me and why.
And all of them have the same thought.
All of them need me for some reason.
Where would you go?
Well, fuck. The country that needed me the most.
No, they all need you equally.
Yeah, Dave. Russia get by without me fucking taking care of their needs. So would America.
Not this question.
Rhodesia's pretty small.
Really? But
Denmark, not a very big country.
That's why I said Switzerland. That'd be fun.
That's a good pick,
it's
actually.
It's like pissing in the fucking ocean, man.
Imagine living just in the Alps.
Where would you go? I'm asking.
Just run into a hostel at the fucking base of the Alps.
Grab me the chips while you're thinking about it.
Where would I go? Imagine
owning a hostel at the base of the Alps.
What?
Oh my God.
The French Alps or the Italian Alps?
Traveling. International? An international hostel? One that was supported internationally?
The Swiss Alps.
Yeah.
Well, the Swiss is the top of the Alps. I mean, the base of the Swiss Alps.
You're down in the valley where the fucking... It forms like a horseshoe. The Swiss Alps has a horseshoe, and there's... Well, there, I think there's only...
Where would you go, man?
There's three hostels along that road into it.
But imagine trust one of them. I can't trust Swiss.
Johnny's been there. Johnny was telling me.
Yeah. Snowmobile.
He went in the summertime.
Switzerland.
He went in the summertime.
Is that what you say?
No. You can't trust Switzerland. Switzerland is right between Germany, France, Italy, and Poland. They're right in the middle of World War II, and nobody took them over.
Yeah, what's up with that?
You can't trust those motherfuckers. Some bullshit went down there.
Maybe they had all the gadgets on their knife.
Maybe they had all the money, and they were paying everybody to fucking leave them alone.
Maybe you just couldn't go through Switzerland because of the Alps.
I don't believe that.
Why would you go through that? Smaller parts of the...
Tell me why the Pope gets the Swiss to guard his ass instead of ninjas or some fucking supremely powerful...
Because they're well focused.
That's weird too.
They dress like fucking foppish dandy poofs.
So stab me in the throat.
There's some fucking bullshit going on.
I hit you once here.
We're talking about Switzerland, man.
Stop!
Switzerland's bullshit. I would never go there. I cannot trust the Swiss.
I'm going there right now. Jews.
You're an untrustworthy piece of shit. Caught and sold like the Swiss.
Let's go.
What did you get?
Leningrad. They're the string pullers, man. I bet you the Illuminati's main fucking base is in goddamn Switzerland.
You know what?
What's the farthest place away from Switzerland? That's where I'll go. Australia. There you go. Kick you out of Canada, I'll go to Australia.
It'd probably be India.
I'm going to need spider venom.
Australia would be farther. Fucking right.
Borneo.
New
Guinea.
Fuck. Fucking Hawaiian
Islands. The opposite side of
Hawaiian Islands.
I want to go somewhere. Oh, I can't go to Australia. It's hot as fuck there. I gotta go somewhere cold. Maybe he's right, Finland. Fuck it, Siberia, Lake Baikal. That's where I want to go. Irkutsk.
Nice.
There you go.
Hey, I had a guy in the cab. Yeah,
city of Irkutsk.
Novosibirsk. Yeah. That's where he was from. I says, no way. That's worth 2 points. He goes, what? Isn't there?
Never mind.
For 2 points, the Japs are there every game. I saw this fucking cartoon, this Axis and all that cartoon.
I even exaggerated, it was only worth one.
With these fucking stick figures, not in the old games, worth two. These stick figures are like, Japan never invaded Moscow! Standing over top of the Axis and Allies board, these guys freaking out about the historical significance.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's good.
60.
That says it all right there.
I'm supposed to roll dice. You told me how to defend myself. 60. That was him.
I know.
Where did he lose?
Right here. And better shit.
Missed you.
All right, you got you. Get out of there.
Did you lose? You lost. What are you shame, double shaming me for?
Triple shame.
I'll tell you where I wouldn't go.
All right, ready?
Italy.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, I don't want to go to Italy.
4 threes.
I hated it, Italy.
Going into Moscow. 4 threes.
Too many head games.
I don't like the heat, man.
I don't like head games.
What's wrong with head games?
Head games.
Fucking suck.
Oh, you know what? They just don't legalize the head games down there.
Oh.
I got no problem with the politics in Italy. And fuck off, don't invade.
I'd rather go to
Norway,
Finland, or Sweden.
Wow, 3 sixes and a four.
Any day. I'd like to experience a nice 12.
Two fours.
And I'd like to experience some great summers.
You know what? People fucking shit on Italy for their bullshit politics and their bribery and all that stuff. You know what? That's straightforward, man. You know what they do in America? We'd legalize fucking bribery by having lobbyists coming in to fucking pay politicians. It's the same fucking thing. And it's the same thing as people bribing the fucking cops in Russia.
Well, the politicians
and the corruption that goes on
there.
But in America, they've legalized fucking lobbyism. And it's fucking legalized bribery. It's bullshit.
Yeah.
Fuck America. Fuck all you high fucking nose goddamn
high class
elitists
society
saying
people.
Our society's better. We don't have bribery and corruption. Bullshit, you fucking don't. Eat a cock.
I know who you are, baby.
Canada's just as bad. Everybody's the same. All over the fucking world.
Yeah, it is. It's crooked everywhere. That's why someplace up here, nobody ever bothers them anymore.
Give me a fucking farmhouse.
Oh, I was talking with Isaac
in the middle
earlier.
Of Siberia.
These guys here.
I grow wheat all fucking year.
These guys here were having a problem with Russia. When was that?
Talking about Finland?
Yeah, Finland.
1939. Russia went into Finland, and Russia got their asses kicked.
Yeah.
That's when Hitler got the idea that Russia was going to be a fucking house of cards, kicking the fucking door and the whole goddamn thing would fall down, because they saw how pathetic they were against the Finns.
Yeah.
Then they found out how fucking tough the Russians were and how ruthless they were when they actually came into Russian territory.
The
Finns? No, the Germans.
The Germans. Okay, so Finland actually has a knot in their face kind of with Russia because they attacked them.
Well, they
otherwise
attacked them in 39.
Russia.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they wouldn't have been German.
I had a guy in the car.
The Germans were accepted in there. The Germans come up and they said, hey, fuck, come on in. The Russians are cocks.
Yeah.
We'll help you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Okay, because I had a guy in the car, right? And he was from Finland.
Did you pull up?
Yeah,
I'm up. Okay, you retrieved
and he was podcast. And he was talking to me about that, right?
Yeah.
And he was explaining to me. I just couldn't figure out the year. I wasn't sure if it was like
1939.
Okay. Anyways, I told him, I says, do you remember when Team Canada Juniors forgot their jerseys and we had to wear your jerseys? And he said, what? I said, yeah. Back in the 90s, we forgot our jerseys where we played, and then we moved on. We had to play that night, and everybody said, where's yours? Team Canada has lost their jerseys. So Finland offered up their jerseys, and we played in Finnish jerseys.
Wow.
Which is very unusual because it doesn't usually happen. So this Team Canada, who's
we'll
supposed to be hockey people, you know, we were kind of laughed at because we forgot our jerseys.
Unusual things are things that don't usually happen, yes.
Yeah.
Sons of dick. All right.
Well, either way, I think that's kind of cool that, that we got to wear their jerseys.
Okay, Germany's done.
Yeah.
Russia can buy 3 infantry, right, to place in Moscow. Russia can get...
Germany?
Sorry, Germany can get 6 2s and 2 4 7 3s into Moscow next round against 5 infantry, an artillery, and 2 fighters.
If I took 2 tanks away, would that matter?
No, I don't think so.
That's why my artillery and my infantry are sitting way there.
Yeah. These guys in Belarusia.
They're not adjacent.
6 2s. He's only got to kill 8 units. 6 2s.
I'll have 5.
If you took
tanks.
Those away, there'd be 5.
I'll have 5 tanks.
Tanks.
It doesn't matter. I'm going to have 5
and
tanks.
He's got these tanks coming up here.
Well, even if you take these away, it's this. And you can't even take it away because the UK can't go there and the States can't come in that far.
UK can't.
And neither can the states. They can't come in that far.
That's one, the way two. You're positioned. The states can't reach. Yeah, the states couldn't take those away. So he's
not talking
seven
about
tanks.
The states.
Well, the Brits don't have anybody to pick
can
up.
Bring three guys. They can bring three guys.
Three guys.
Three guys in an offshore barrage.
And a couple,
and
of,
a couple
planes.
Of fighters. Okay. Mm, give it a
can they bring fighters?
And then you can claim them at the end of your turn.
The fight. All of the fighters could land a V-board because you don't have this.
I would land with you.
Couldn't take V-board.
I would land in Russia.
No, you can't.
Why not?
Well,
one two?
Two, three, four. You can't.
Can't I just...
No, one.
Oh, yeah, that's three, not adjacent. I'm sorry.
You'd have to land in V-board. You'd have your dicks in the wind if you lost.
Yeah.
Well, you'd be safe there, I think, because you didn't have anything.
Oh, that was a terrible drug. That's what I'm wondering. Would two tanks make a difference to you?
Window beer?
No.
Two tanks would not make a difference?
No, because then you'd have five tanks, six twos.
Well, then we should call the game right now.
That's
then.
What I'm trying to say to you.
Well, I'm just talking.
Fucking right.
All right,
bud. I like the way you guys talk.
Well done. Ray loses again. Dragging dear old Dave down with him.
Look at the tanks I put down. I like 53
bucks. Yeah, I know you got such a...
Well, yeah.
Such a stack of tanks.
I don't know. No, there's no way we can win. All right,
I
well done.
I moved three... four guys out of here, two infantry and two artillery have not moved.
Well, I broke the train. I broke the train, and I wonder. I broke the train, and I wonder if that affected that.
Well,
I would say yeah. Because
you
naval
haven't
movement,
put
your
yeah,
naval
you haven't
movement,
put anything down
your
here.
Naval movement
in a coon
I mean, even if
two,
you take
the last two rounds.
Take these two artillery off. That represents what you would have had down there, because.
Yeah,
one round he got $8 more than he should have.
Yeah.
Actually, six because. Yeah, he only got six more than he would have. So now, seven. Okay, that's
yeah, but it was for approximately two to three rounds.
One round.
No, I had to go to that neutral country.
One round,
he got $7
extra.
Should
have took me down.
So that's not even. That's one infantry and one artillery. That wouldn't have changed much. The only thing that would have changed is maybe the tanks that came up, two of the tanks that come up to Moscow would have come down into there if you were up there.
It might have
closer.
Blocked in Russia.
You could have went to the Stalingrad or to Russia and became.
You never
Russian.
Even fucking touched Stalingrad.
Why would I? It's pointless.
Yeah.
To be honest, I never wanted to touch any of these, really.
It's all just
I didn't
route
think that
around.
I was just going like this.
Yeah.
Like this. And then once I gained this, it was boom, this way.
Yeah.
And then it was like, I guess I can go this
why,
way now, for some reason.
Well, we can
there was
roll
the
it
one,
out. We can roll it out. Just
there was
fun.
The one point. Oh, you know what it was? It was
well,
the point where he had.
It through.
It was the point where
it's
he had two infantry, a fighter, maybe two fighters, and a bomber. And I was like, those are going to become Russians. If I take them now, and it was a fucking slim chance. It was like the same amount of guys. And I ended up winning. Right there, I think that was a big game changer because you would have had fucking free shit.
Yeah. Times
like that supporting.
It's after midnight.
Like you guys did it with
11:30.
It's what?
It's 11:30. Okay, here's what we'll do. Britain can go. America can't affect anything. Britain can bring in three infantry into Leningrad and two fighters. Do the fight. We'll just do that. Never mind buying or fucking around with anything. You guys roll that out.
Oh, yeah, just to fuck around.
And then
sure.
You just roll out and win.
I'm going to bring
let's,
this.
Well, we won't end the episode. We'll just say this is the end of round 7 or 8, whichever round it is.
No, this is the end of the game. Let's roll this out and then we'll figure out what we're going
to
say.
Right. We have conceded to Muggsy. The Germans win.
You're not sure.
Now we're just going to fuck around and see if he could take Moscow this round, and maybe we wish we didn't do what we just did.
And... Oh, you get Ak-Aks before I fire my fighters.
Did you do a short round?
Yeah, he did. Missed on the Ak-Aks.
Hit you with
one. Hit?
I got a two. Yep, two. Hit.
Okay.
All right, you got it with two guys.
So Leningrad's taken back. Now you take everything that you can get into Moscow.
Yeah, because the States isn't going to do anything, right?
Yeah, States can't get
anything. They might do this. And that doesn't even affect one.
Nope, doesn't affect
I will.
Leningrad at all.
Oh, yeah, that would not affect.
Doesn't
anything
affect
over
anything.
Here? No, nothing.
It would only affect if we actually won the Moscow fight. So, for your benefit, listeners, we're just figuring out...
We're playing out the end.
Yeah, what would have happened We threw in the towel before Moscow fell.
If it backfires on us now...
Right, but it looked pretty inevitable to us. The odds are not good for us.
Windebeer.
So now Muggsy's coming in with... oh, shit.
Coming with 6 twos and...
Oh, thanks.
Gotta grab one from
three. Five threes.
Oh, tell them what you're coming in with and what I'm defending with.
Three infantry, three artillery, and 5 tanks.
Yeah.
Coming into Moscow against 5 infantry and artillery. And 2 fighters.
Want me to roll the AK-AX for him?
2. I don't have AK-AX.
So you're coming in with
he's
fighters.
He's got the fighters.
Oh, you got no
he's
fighters.
He's got the fighters on
no,
defense.
That's right. Yeah,
I got
that's
no
right.
Luftwaffe left. If I win the game with no Luftwaffe, I'm pretty happy with
that. Well, that's quite an achievement.
6-2s. Five threes. Three at 50% of your 2s.
Wow, Doug, you're up. Good luck. Watch the fucking chair.
6 2s and 2 4s.
He got dice in his pocket. Look at that.
Right.
With fluff.
6 2s?
Yeah. See, 1.
3. A lot of near misses.
2 4s.
And 2 4s.
Nice, you tied him.
Great.
Nothing changes. Cheers, boys. It's been kind of fun today. I actually would like to play this game again.
Yeah, this game's alright.
I like this one. We got to figure out Pacific. So many people say it's a good game. We just got to figure out.
Well, you
exactly
know
what?
What
we're doing.
This is a good 3-player game.
I like it.
Five things.
Yeah, we played a 2-player. Every time we play it.
Four hits.
And there's so much going on for the Allies, and the German feels like he's doing, you know. As a 3-player game, this is a lot better. You got me 4?
Yeah, that's good as a 3.
Yeah.
3 2s.
Ooh.
And 2 3s. Oh, or 2 4s, I mean. Got 1. 3. All together. And you got 4?
Ooh.
Yeah. Got a fighter left. Oh, that's it. On the
okay, so yeah, we called it. That's the way it's going to go down.
4. Okay. Game over, Moscow falls.
So that's all you need is just Moscow, right?
Well, one capital is the rule, right?
Yeah. Is that what it says? Just one capital?
One capital.
Okay.
Pretty simple, too, because we take Germany, game over. He takes anything else, game
okay,
over.
What I've learned from this, anyways, playing from this point, and not really through before, I didn't fucking remember anything about this game, is you cannot for a second stop supporting Russia.
Right.
Every single second must be supporting Russia.
Well, yeah.
You cannot take your mind off of Russia.
However, the only time you would have to, this
campaign going down here, you cannot stop that either. Even if it's so. One tank, just keep
you
dropping
off. You need a couple to
somewhere.
Come down, clear up
crucial.
The oils. Yeah.
Crucial right there.
But, Britain supporting Moscow, which is totally historical,
but even the states,
it's a game, man.
Even
who cares
the states
about historical?
It's true. That's what works.
Right on.
I find I took my mind off for a second, went down here to see if I could draw anything away.
France,
I did,
yeah.
But I lost miserably. Isaac said it. That's a casual rebound.
He's right. He was so fucking happy when you went down there because he's like,
so
the pressure's off.
I was so happy.
Yeah.
It made me able to do these moves right in here.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then right around Moscow.
With
no pressure. I was so happy.
So it may be a little repetitious from these guys over here, but it's worth it.
Over and over and over.
And what you want to do is get Russia into the purple and not leave the purple.
Yeah. Because what happened was the Germans came across. Now, obviously, you rolled shit with Britain down there in the.
Oh my God!
Egypt.
I never hit a thing. Even he was going fucking
guilty
for taking it.
But he kept moving that shit up here, and he didn't move it towards America. So when you dropped off, because that's all you dropped off in Africa was 2 tanks and 2 infantry.
And look at what they did.
And they swept all the way up. We forgot them for 1 round, and that hurt us a bit.
But he didn't.
But
he could. They weren't vulnerable.
He didn't send anything down.
Yeah.
That was all.
Now, if we forgot it while he had pressure down there,
then we might
different
have screwed
game.
It, or if he'd have turned around.
Yeah.
My focus was on Moscow.
Right, and you had that.
Once I won here, I was like,
time.
I don't care really what comes here.
Yeah, okay.
Except for the one time when I put a transport and I picked up Infinite Art,
and dropped an infant art from there's an infant art in Tunisia.
Tunisia, yeah, but
and an infant art in Saudi Arabia, and I brought a transport to
and that battleship on
Western Mediterranean and took on Algeria.
Yeah.
And I won with two artillery.
That should have been a game changer right there, that battleship, because
Well, if I had that battleship, I should have had that battleship.
Should have had that.
At the end, I would have took. I figured one hit, I'd be repaired at the end of my round. I missed both.
Yeah.
And you hit me both. No.
All right, well.
Yeah.
Fucking cheers, bro. Good game.
Yeah, that was a good game. That's a good win.
Listeners, this is a fucking pretty cool game. 1999, Europe. If you can find it, garage sales or flea markets or eBay or whatever, sometimes it'd be a little expensive, but if you can find it, it's a pretty fucking nice game. And it's very simple. It's very close to classic with a couple of extra rules added. You can see between the Europe game and the Pacific game that came out 2001, 1999, some of the progressions that come along to the later on games, like Anniversary and Global.
You can see how it ties into
Global. Yeah, the Interceptors.
It's like a mini Global.
We didn't do any strategic bombing, but the Interceptor rules are almost identical to Global.
The Interceptor rules kept me away from bombing.
There was a couple times same with us. He wanted to bomb you, and you said, oh, I got two interceptors. Come on, bro.
Fine, I didn't
and he's like, fuck that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Escorts, fire at one. Interceptors, fire at two. Yeah. So it's a fun game. I like it. And I like that we added, because if I didn't have an extra four infantry at the beginning of the game, we added $12 bonus to just Russia.
Yeah.
Throw down four infantry in the middle of the Eastern Front there. And that slowed Germany down. We had a good eight rounds. That's good.
I counted with putting everything in Romania.
Right.
When I went to
Romania.
He
spent all his money in Romania, so.
Get me up to Ukraine.
I think that added a bit of life to Russia, because we've played this game before and it's been pretty quick where Germany went straight to Russia.
It is quick. This is probably the longest one we've played, eh?
So I heard
eight, nine rounds?
I had a suggestion from someone. I wish I could remember. I'm sorry, I forget. But a suggestion from someone to add $12 to Russia's income, the same as Germany gets 12 and the other guys get 12. And it was a good idea. I think it worked out pretty well. And I think with a couple of less mistakes and a little bit better dice, we'd have pulled it off.
Our dice was terrible tonight.
I think this game is pretty balanced, though.
All that great.
No, but when our
rolled
dice...
Hot, I rolled hot, but when I was terrible. Missing... I
we had
was
some good rolls, but we had some good rolls, too. So.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, like, I think it was a good balanced game.
Belarusia,
yeah.
That was the one place that I didn't roll well on defense. Offense, I rolled well, but...
Yeah, I remember a bad battle by you, but I...
It was three in a row.
That shit...
What are you talking about? I lost it three times in a row.
Right.
Yeah, but Dave so not hitting. Tanks. Dave never rolled
13 tanks.
I had some bad rolls, but I had some good rolls too. And, you know, I think overall, pretty good balanced game. Anyway, let's wrap it up.
I like it.
It is.
For the listeners, if you have any comments on this game, if you have any questions, contact us. Dicestruction@gmail.com is the email address. The blog is dicestruction.blogspot.ca, and our Twitter is @dicestruction. And just shoot us a line there, follow us on there. We got pictures and
Shibby.
It's a fun time. Just let us know what you think about the podcast and about the games. And
chug a lug a poke, don't eat, sleep, repeat.
Fuck, fight, hold the light, carry out the dead. Fuck, do something.
Yeah, and good day. Dear listeners.